The Jason Ellis Show, May 10th, 2010.
Here's the card.
Oh, I meant to talk to you about it.
I want a scooter.
And I'm staying at your house.
You are?
Yes.
Well, you have to ask Road Dog, because the guest house is now the EllisMania.com studios.
Oh, well, guess what? I'm putting a bed in EllisMania.com studios,
and I'm living there.
Do you mind sleeping in front of a green screen?
I don't give a fuck. I will green screen myself sleeping.
Yeah, you can be sleeping like in the ocean.
You know that I have girls stay there.
What?
You heard me.
You have girls.
You're not allowed to have girls staying there.
Oh, I don't care. I don't need girls staying there.
Just saying.
I don't need girls staying there.
I'm not accusing you. I'm just saying if you can stay there, but that's you can't have people staying
wild
there.
Wild sex parties. That's what you're trying to say.
I didn't say that.
No, you're trying to insinuate that I'm having wild sex parties in the back of your house.
I didn't say that. I said, look, McFlurries are not cool in the guest house.
Well, he said you can't have girls staying there. Like, you can't have more than one girl there at a time.
Okay.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did say that.
No, I didn't.
No, I fucking heard you. He heard you too.
If I get up in the middle of the night and you're getting a McFlurry in the jacuzzi, you're fucking evicted.
I would keep my McFlurrying in the, come on, guest house.
Well, you better talk to Andrea about that shit because the bees are back.
No, I've already talked to the boss right now. Yeah. Ellis Mate. At Ellis Mate, who has a million followers on Twitter. I'm saying that you stayed at my house for like a year.
Yeah.
And don't talk about you staying on the couch for 6 months.
How many bitches did I have on the couch with me?
You fucking married.
I'm just saying. I didn't bring any chicks under the couch with me.
I'm saying.
I said you could say.
If I'd have walked out and Andrea was giving you a McFlurry, I would have been like, whatever, and went back to my room.
I would never do that.
Or I would have just gone straight up there. Whatever, dude. Like, come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, Ellis. Come on. Come on, Ellis.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on, Ellis.
Yes.
Come on.
Get to the Raw Dog. It's his studio.
Come on. Hey, Raw Dog, I'm staying in your studio.
No.
Hey, oh, really?
Yes. Yes, you can stay.
Okay.
Yeah! Gay Ryan!
Oh, man.
Lake Lockwood.
Oh, yeah, where's my Iron Man at?
Oh, my God. It would not be a show without you, buddy.
You know what? When Gay Ryan's on the air, you become such a normal person.
Oh, God,
Have you noticed that, Road Dog? Yeah. Like, all of a sudden, crazy Mayhem's like, hey, yeah, well, man, let's just be sensible here.
Gay Ryan, I'm not going to bone you, dude. Like, how many times do we have to go through this? I can't bone you.
Take your pants off.
I was going to ask Raw Dog if I can stay in his green room.
and Gay Ryan are going to do a show out of the back of your house right now. It's called...
It's getting fucked in the ass in the Sahara Desert. You can make Sahara Desert,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I can make that.
Yeah. All you got to do is fuck Ryan, Mayhem.
Oh, man.
We can take you to anywhere you want.
Yeah.
The world is your oyster.
Oh, Mayhem, where do you want to go?
Did you hear Ryan just go,
I want to go to the pool house.
Hey.
All right, we'll go to the pool. We'll rub you down.
Oh, man. You know, I got some oil that I need rubbed on my back, Gay Ryan.
Okay.
Can you rub me down?
Oh, totally.
Yeah, and listen, what about the back of my hairy thighs? They're so manly. They're hairy. I'm a bear.
Okay, let me get some gloves.
Listen. What? I outgame Gay Ryan. No way.
No, that's all right. I'll see what I can do with a bear.
Nah, I'm so furry, dude. You would not like me, dude. Like, the chicks like my fur.
Snuggly.
Oh, man. No, dude. But I'm rock hard underneath. Like,
I'm rock hard underneath.
So far, Mayhem's winning in the gay community.
If I gay him back, he can't do anything. Huh. I just realized the counter to this move.
Hey, what's up? You can't hang homo?
Yeah, what's up, Gabe guy? You can't out gay with me?
Gabe guy?
Gabe?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh my God.
That's what I would sound like pretty soon if I was with Mayhem.
Oh my God. Man, you win. I can't out-gay the gay guy.
Come on, gay with him.
I can't. It's getting weird.
Yeah, come on, Mayhem.
Oh, man.
Yeah, come on. Hold my hand.
Oh, God. Can we go to another call?
No, you're going to gay off with him.
I can't. I'm
you
done.
You can. I thought you said you could hang.
I've already out-gayed myself.
Oh, he's hanging, all right.
Oh, man.
Thanks for getting linked to my game, Ryan.
Where do you live, Gay Ryan? I'm interested in this person.
I live in your heart, actually.
Oh, my God. I mean, besides my heart. Where is your actual residence? So I can never go there.
Below your belly button.
Oh, my God. Gay Ryan wins. Gay Ryan wins. You win, Ryan. Man.
The Jason Ellis Show, May 17th, 2010.
I can't believe that we're going to be roommates and that 50's going to have a new dog friend. They're going to fight, but I'm going to let them sort it out. So I want to watch this movie because I'm having, I wake up in the middle of the night now and have panic attacks. It's so awesome because I don't sleep anymore now and I should just go into the guest house and talk to you.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's about when you show up.
I show up right around time.
Did you stay here tonight?
No, I didn't.
I thought you did.
I didn't.
Right. You can.
I will.
And my wife says you can fuck people in the jacuzzi.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh. Glorious.
She really likes you. Something happened. You bonded when I went ride moto this morning.
You know what it was? I think I bonded super big with Debbie. Me and Debbie are like on the same level mentally. Like, we're both like, we just want to have fun.
Yeah.
And then, like, when we get sad, we both really get sad. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm so sad. And then we get really happy again. So
yeah.
I feel like we're on the same wavelength.
Morning. So you can have sex with people in the jacuzzi. And I go on vacation. You can live there. You can do whatever you want in my house, but you can't have sex in my bed.
Oh, come on, dude. I wouldn't disrespect the wing like that.
Oh, I was cool with it. We thought about it. I was going to let it happen. And then I was like, well, we could get staph infection when we come back.
Very true.
You know, and then I'm like, I can't afford it. I really like my mattress because it's one of those things where you blow it up to your level of comfortability.
The number?
Now he's going to sleep in it no matter what. Fuck!
I'm going to sleep in Debbie's room with the princess gear. That's going to be the
she
best.
She has the best mattress, too.
Really?
She has one of those NASA mattresses.
Memory foam?
Yes!
The viscoelastic memory foam originally developed by NASA?
It's like the kiddie version, but yeah.
Oh. Well,
it's fucking good, man. I've fallen asleep in there numerous times. So yeah, you can live there now.
Awesome.
Hey, you can do whatever you want there. You just can't fuck in my bed. But everywhere else, you can do it.
I'm not. You know what? I changed my mind. I'm not going to buy a house now. I'm just going to live with you.
Cool. Okay, well, yeah, but that means you have to teach me jiu-jitsu.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's Mayhem's out the door. Mayhem, thanks for being on the show. Remember, Mikasa Sukasa.
Awesome.
You can do anything you want. Watch movies in my house. You can have sex on my couch.
But not on
the couch?
Bed.
Not in the bed.
Not in the bed.
Cool.
On
the bed. All right, see you later.
The Jason Ellis Show, June 1st, 2010.
I could talk about my vacation, but I can't talk about my vacation yet. I want to talk about your vacation. I want to talk about my vacation. But first, I have shocking, disturbing news that, let's just say it's like MMA news. It's very sad, but I'm going to flip it and I'm going to make a good out of it.
MMA news.
But it's bad. So we'll do MMA news right now.
MMA news.
Raw dog.
This will never, you will never hear this for the same reason ever again.
Mayhem Monday. The man who's big in Japan.
Jason Ellis Show.
With Jason Mayhem Miller.
I wish somebody had played that before I left my house and went on vacation.
It's like, Mayhem Monday all week long.
Yeah. Dude. The gnarliest shit I've ever dealt with, that I've ever seen of anybody that I actually know. Like, I know them, and I just did not see that coming. So anyway, I get back Saturday night, and then I drive from LAX with my wife to Oceanside to pick up my kids, and we hang out with the kids, and we watch the UFC 14, which I was very fortunate to get back just in time to catch that.
Good timing.
So anyway, I drive back after watching the fights. I've got the kids in the truck. I've got the wife in the truck. I've been on a plane for 12 hours, and I've done all kinds of driving because there was traffic on the way. It took me 4 hours to get to Oceanside and another 2 hours back to Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Then I get back to Beverly Hills, and I love Beverly Hills. So on my way back, I'm thinking,
it's the way.
Why would I not think this on my way back to Beverly Hills?
You're going from Fiji to Beverly Hills.
Yeah, and I had a story that involved mixed martial arts on the island that I was just waiting to tell Mayhem. I won't tell anybody on the radio, and I know it sucks to do that, but right. I can't tell anybody that story.
Secret story just for your friend.
Yeah.
You were coming to see.
Because I thought, how proud he would be of me.
Right.
So that didn't happen. So, I don't even know how I start walking down the back stairs of my house. And I'm like, really, dude? Because I see, first of all, I see cards, a deck of cards in the pool. Like all sorts of playing cards in my pool. And the pool looks dirty. So I'm like, okay. Whatever. Your main card game happened and he didn't catch that. Mind you, he has been gone for 3 days since I got to the house. He hasn't even been there.
Oh, he was not even there.
Yeah. Oh, and I forgot to mention that we should probably start with this one. Hang on a minute, because, nah, what would be more like it? Nah.
Jazz music?
The garage door. Whoa. The garage door is wide open. Hang on. Why does that have to be so loud? The garage door is wide open. It's been open for 3 days. I got shit in my garage. Then I go down and I see the cards, playing cards everywhere. I think this one was actually better. Let's go back to this one. Wait a minute.
No.
That wasn't it. This is it.
No, no, that wasn't it.
This was it. Yeah. So anyway, I go, you know, the cards are in the pool, then I get a little bit past, I go to the jacuzzi, and I notice next to the jacuzzi is a bottle of, Sex in the City vodka. I didn't even know Sex in the City made their own vodka, but apparently that fucking shitty fucking DJ Cancer ass has its own vodka.
Does it have, like, is it like a pink label or something? What makes it different?
It's got the Velociraptor on the front of the bottle. So anyway,
deck of playing cards, Sex in the City vodka.
Yeah.
Just setting the scene. Yeah.
Yes! Now, I haven't even got to the fucking house yet. This is gonna, you guys, I can't wait to hear what everyone else had their opinions of this, because in my opinion, just so you know, in my mind, I no longer have a friend. I've lost a friend. I am not taking his calls. I'm not speaking to him anymore. But you wait. See if I've over. If I've gone too far. You tell me, Lord Dog.
Okay.
So anyway, then I noticed one of my lines, my concrete lines that is on the side of the jacuzzi, is teetering off the side of the jacuzzi, and I'm like, wow. If that had a fallen, I'd be pretty angry right now. But it's not fallen. It's just almost. And then there's just fucking cards and shit everywhere, just trash everywhere. And I'm like, weird, what the fuck? Maybe he was, I don't know what he did. I don't know.
That must have taken like a hard hit to knock over a concrete line, almost.
Almost like maybe, like you smashed a small Asian person into the concrete line.
Almost like that.
Maybe two of them. Maybe three. Because wait till you get to this, wait till I get to this. So then I open the door and I go inside. And inside is, There's cups everywhere, there's dirt on the counters, there is weed residue.
Oh, what?
Residue. On the kitchen counter. And I'm like, whatever, dude.
How's the green screen doing?
I didn't even go in there yet. I'm going home. Okay. It's 12 o'clock at night. It's my house. Right. Yeah, I'm going into my house. Then I see all that shit everywhere, all smeared around everywhere. Then I go into the living room and I think, and what kind of button is this? Because this shit escalates. It needs to be. It's like fucking. It's just not even. It's the kitchen. The table is moved out of the way in the living room. The rug has some weird sort of shit on the rug, but then in front of the rug, in front of the TV, there's like a fucking 10-foot area of circle of some sort of weird sticky shit and stains all over the floor in like a 20-foot circle, and on the couch, and on the pillows, on the couch. Then I noticed that the sticky substance in this area has footprints that go up my stairs, up to my fucking bedroom. And in my bedroom, there is no more sheets in my bedroom because they have been put in the laundry. Not washed, just put in the laundry.
Put in the laundry.
Then my wife noticed the sticky footsteps go up to my bed, and in my bed, there is fucking blood and lipstick on my pillowcases and a boombox on my fucking bedside table over the pictures of my fucking father that are on my bedside table. A boombox that is sitting there.
What was in the boombox?
I did not press play. I should have pressed play. Fuck. So then I go back down because I'm like, what the fuck? And then I see more weed residue on the fireplace table. Then I notice the fireplace is open and there's some lighter fluid. He has tried to light the fire in the house. It doesn't take lighter fluid. My wife starts to clean the living room while I look around, and I notice there's I go into my daughter's bathroom. In my daughter's bathroom, there are towels that have been used and thrown behind the toilet. So they're just in a bowl behind the toilet. Why? I don't know. Then I notice in my bathroom, the shower has been used in my bathroom. The towels are gone, and there is also some shit in there, some mayhem socks. All the other stuff on that Andrew uses has been moved around. He's been using it.
He's been using the entire house.
He's been using the entire house. He's been using my bed to fuck multiple Asians. Then, Andrea is cleaning downstairs in the living room. This is gonna fucking freak you out, dude. I just want everyone to know, my name is Jason Ellis. I have two children. One is 5, one is 1.5. My wife is cleaning the living room, and I have a TV sitting on a TV stand. My wife is on her hands and knees cleaning this substance off the floor. I don't know if it's dog piss or not. Oh, there's dog piss everywhere. On both rugs, there's dog piss that hasn't been cleaned, so it's not coming out. Dog piss on both rugs in my house.
Was he supposed to, like, walk the dogs?
I don't know. My dog wasn't there.
Your dog's in there?
Yes.
Dog piss from somebody.
Yes, his dog. And his Asian girlfriend's dog. It's fucking lube.
Oh.
My wife finds a bottle of lube underneath the TV stand. So if Mayhem's listening in his car right now, time for you to go. It was nice to know you.
So
get the fuck out of my house then.
So basically he
never come back.
He hosted an orgy in your house?
Yes. He hosted an orgy in my house. But he had sex in the living room with one or two people. I don't know how hard that dude goes. And then the empty bottle of lube went underneath the TV stand. But where my kids play, he fucked two Asian chicks. And then he... But I might have actually been okay with it if he cleaned it up.
That's actually what shocks me the most about your story, is that he would be that careless to just leave
it. He left the bottle of lube, like it rolled under the TV stand, and he just left it there.
He left a bunch of towels just sitting in your bathroom.
In my kid's bathroom. My kid's cabinet was open. Like, they were looking for stuff in there. Like, the Asian girls were looking for stuff in the cabinet.
Like, what sort of stuff would they be looking for in a kid's medicine?
Cocaine! Viagra!
Right. Hey, so then he's got some Vicodin.
So then my wife realizes that in the bedroom, it's lube, blood, and lipstick.
Where, so the blood...
Yeah. Yeah. So at midnight to 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm cleaning Asian vaginal cum and mayhem cum and lube and blood and lipstick off my living room floors, my rugs, my carpet, dog piss on carpet, rugs, dog bones, milk dog bones in the corner of the house where ants can just fester and... all kinds of food in the trash and just all-round bummer of bummers.
I've got to say, really, that's my take on it. It's one thing to risky business your friend's house, but to not even make an attempt at cleaning it up shows just like a total lack of respect for the other person.
Yeah. No, it's like, I feel like if I had a friend that hated me and he found out my address and I left the door open, that he would have done something similar to that.
Right.
But one of my good friends that I love Mayhem, completely fucked my house. Like, my wife was crying.
Have you talked to her? Had talked to him since then?
I called him. He doesn't answer the phone. Then I text him, and I'm like, "You've lost your fucking mind, dude. Like,
right. My
house is trashed." And he goes, because I said, "You're not welcome here ever again. Don't ever call me." And his first text is, "Wow." And then the next one is, "Red dragons?" with a question mark. That's how fucked up this dude is. And then he goes, "My bad, man. You know what I mean? Like, it was crazy, and I had to go film Bully Beatdown. I went crazy, and I had to film Bully Beatdown."
What an excuse!
Which is why I bring to you the I will suck all your cocks when my TV show gets picked up.
Cocksucker!
Because apparently, when you get a TV show, you can just be a cocksucker, and it's okay, and everyone's supposed to forgive you. So right. I'm not forgiving him, and you will not hear him on this show ever again. I'm not hanging out with that dude ever again.
I had to go film Bully Beatdown. It's not a catch-all excuse for everything you ever have to do.
Yeah. Like, so I'm clean and I don't drink and I don't smoke, and I really like drinking and I really like smoking, but I don't do it. But I'm cleaning it off tables and pouring it down sinks, and I'm like threesomes with Asian. I never done, but I wanted to. But I have to clean your lube off my floor. And your load off my floor, and then take out all your trash and all your fucking, like, all your shit everywhere.
Clean your deck of cards out of my pool.
And your dog piss off my rugs.
All of your dog piss?
Yeah, like, no, multiple dog pisses everywhere. Like, the craziest amount of piss I've ever seen an individual. I'm like, you prick of pricks. So I don't even know. What would you do?
First, clean up the entire house.
Yeah. No, what would you do? How would your friendship be with Mayhem? If anybody else has an opinion, 866 Yoke Faction.
I'd call him and ask first if something was, like, seriously wrong, that he would not even think to clean up the entire thing.
Right, did somebody die?
And if he had a good excuse, I might forgive him. But if he had zero excuse, it'd be like, well, why? Seriously.
He went out of his mind, he said. That was the other thing. I gave him a flip camera because he said he was going to try to kill the bees in the garage. He didn't even film one thing. He didn't even turn it on. He did nothing for anything, for anyone.
He should have at least filmed this escapade.
Yeah. No, film the orgy, put it up on Alice Mania, hook me up. That would have nullified the whole thing. Yeah. Look, man, I'm fucking...
At least I got tons of footage.
Shot a bloodline on your pillow. Red dragons?
Crazy. Yeah.
Hello, dude, you're on the Jason L. Show, I'm me.
Yo, Jason, what's up?
What up, man?
Yeah, so I was going to say, no wonder why the Diaz brothers whipped his ass, because fucking Mayhem's an asshole.
Yeah, well, I don't know about the Diaz brothers, but it does seem like he is. I mean, the dude's 28 years old. He's a full-grown awesome. Man, you know? He's a full-grown man. Yeah, and as I said in the text message, I'm all, dude, it's one thing to fuck with my house, but it's my family's house. I got kids. Load and kids don't go together. They just don't mix.
They don't. Thank you,
dude.
You learned your lesson already, yeah.
Very upsetting.
Yeah, it's really
But
kind of
it's very hard to upset me because I was on an island for 2 weeks, so I don't really care what anybody does. Because I told Benji the next day, and he's like, "You sound all right about it." And I'm like, "I'm pretty much all right about anything at this point in my life. Pretty sweet. Hello, you're on the Jason Ellis Show.
Hey, what's up?
What up, man? What's your name?
Mark.
Mark, what's your opinion on this subject?
Now, I always loved hearing Mayhem and everything, and he sounded like he was really a good friend.
He is.
It sounds to me like what he did was just totally fucked, but in the same instance, maybe the guy has a problem and he needs to talk to, and I mean, you're the kind of guy that gives advice.
But I don't think he's got problems.
Yeah, I know, he's a smart dude.
Yeah.
Trust me, man, I've been going through it for the last 3 days, trying to understand. What I think has happened is he has left for Bully Beatdown and left these girls in the house, and they've left it all there. because I just don't think he would have done that. I can't imagine he would walk out the front door. That's the other thing. He didn't know where to put the key, even though I told him where the key was stashed in the first place. He didn't know where to put the key back. Why not? Put it where you got it.
Right.
But he didn't remember where he got it from. The dude's not on crack. He sleeps. I know he sleeps.
No, he's got his life mostly together. So the fact that he would do something like that.
I had to film Bully Beatdown. That was the main excuse. Bully Beatdown. Fuck that show. Nobody watched this third season. If you watch the third season, don't call my show. Because it's responsible for lube and blood and lipstick in my pillows.
MTV ruins everything.
Does it? Does that mean if I get a show on MTV, I'm just going to go into your house and start fucking everybody on your pillows?
Instantly. Like, instantly.
Maybe I don't want a TV show. Hello, Joe. You're on with me. I'm the future. Fuck off.
What's up, buddy?
What up?
All right. Here's what you do. Next time you see Mayhem Miller, you punch him right in his fucking face.
But then I thought, what happens if he kills me?
Well, he will kick your ass. So you might get an ass kicking, but you know what? You gain respect. Because he has no respect.
I'm not scared of him. I'm not scared of him.
Well, take your ass whooping.
But if I fight that guy, I'm going to hit him in the head with a brick because he's way too tough.
Right. No,
that might not even do it. That just might even anger
him. You know what? He's going to respect you.
No, you punch him in the face.
Yes, he already does respect me. I'm like his father.
Here, you punch him in the face, he beats you up, and then you sue him because he's a professional fighter. And
I get all his bully beatdown money.
You gain respect.
Yeah. Yeah. Bully beatdown money. And then we can go to, we'll go to Vegas and fucking rage. Fuck that guy. Thanks, dude. Josh.
Hey, Ellis, how's it going, bud?
What can I do for you, Crat?
So, just calling about that whole situation with Mayhem, I kind of wanted to have you take a look at it from a different perspective.
Okay.
Now, seventh greatest skateboarder in the world has some crazy-ass stories when he was off his face doing a bunch of crazy shit, and his friend stuck by him.
Yep.
I mean, I like Mayhem. I like when he comes into the show.
I like Mayhem more than you do, motherfucker. I love Mayhem.
I don't doubt that at all. When you said that you'll never have him on the show again, like, I seriously got bummed out. Like, I love when he's on the show. He brings such an element to it that nobody else has. You guys together are fucking...
I know, dude, but I can't just...
You can't ignore something like that.
It would be... You know what? Maybe we could patch it up if it was just like I had a bachelor pad or something. I'd be like, dude, really? You trashed my house? Like, fuck, that's lame, but... You know what I mean? For us to come home in the middle of the night and clean lube and blood off our fucking pillow and shit and off our living room floor and the bottle of lube still on the floor. Like, you left the lube still on the floor? Like, what happens if Tiger got a hold of that and started drinking
lube?
Old lube.
Well,
it's crazy.
Where you're coming from, it's definitely fucked up. I would like to have you have Mayhem come into the show and talk it out on the radio.
If I was you, I agree. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I completely agree with him. If I'm the listener, I think we should both talk it out on the radio and then maybe fight and maybe stab somebody and film it. It's a good idea. It's good. Billy, you're on.
Alice, huge fan of the show. I always thought Mayhem was a tool anyway, and that story just kind of proved it. I think the show would be better off without him. Peace.
Thank you, Billy.
Okay.
Billy in and out. Jason, you're on the Jason Ellis Show. I'm awesome. Raw Dog, you're pretty sweet, too.
Thank you.
Hang on a minute. This is a good one. Todd Richards says, leg kick his chick. I might be into that.
Right.
Break a small Asian's leg. But the only thing is, he hates her more than I do. He doesn't even, I guarantee, that's the thing I said to my wife. Whoever he fucked, and I'm pretty sure it was two of them, because there was just too much lube to be one person. she's probably way sorer from what he did to her with his penis than any leg kick that I have for her. But I think it was two of them. But he probably won't even talk to them anymore, and I would have been his friend for the rest of his life. But anyway, continue, Jason.
Bad enough that he comes in and fucks up the house. But being a father, the thing that bothers me the most, and you touched on it, is exposing the kids to that bullshit. Whether it's fucking disease or fucking cum, whatever it is, it's not a bachelor pad, like you said. You're a father. You have kids in the house. I mean, what kind of bullshit is that? That's worth a brick. That's worth a brick to the head. Come on.
Okay, first bit was rational, the last bit you lost your mind a little bit. Yeah, thanks, Dave. The brick.
Jump straight to a brick to the head.
I'm not going with violence. I'm not a violent guy. I joke about it, but I'm not a violent guy.
I feel like always, no matter what the situation, even if you were to, I mean, when you're in somebody's house taking care of it, you have a responsibility to not fuck shit up.
Dude, he was sending email, because Andrew used the computer twice in Tavaroon. We emailed back and forth to each other about stuff, and he said something about, he sent an email saying, do you have a maid, or do I need to get one, or did someone clean the house? Like, he made some sort of comment, and now that I've reread the email, I think he was checking to see if a maid was going to come and clean up his mess, which, again, in my world, because I know some people are messy. See, my wife's a very clean person, and I have learned to live that way also, so I try to keep it clean too, because it disturbs me to have a messy house. But we wouldn't leave that for half of that for our cleaner. Do you know what I mean? Like, a person who cleans the house, I think, I don't know, I think it's once every 2 weeks or something, a maid comes and cleans. It's a friend of Andrea's, for one. But right. For two, even if it wasn't, I don't, you know what I mean? I don't fucking come and bleed in hotel rooms.
You clean the house up before, you clean the house up before the maid comes, usually.
Yeah.
Yeah, to help her clean up.
Yeah. He left it for us. Wolf.
Hey.
Sweet name.
Thanks a lot, my friend. No, my thing is, even if you can find it in your heart, like, and you'd be really forgiving, man, but even if you could forgive Mayhem, what would your wife say? I mean, like...
Yeah. I know.
But my wife would be like, you can't ever see that man again, ever.
Yeah, my wife never... She didn't say that to me, because she wouldn't do that, because she knows that it's not her decision, but I can tell she doesn't want to talk to Mayhem ever again, but... I told her that I felt like I didn't want to hang out with him ever again, and she said that she wouldn't have a problem with that. It's really bad, dude. It's really sad. I love that dude. A lot of people have comments here, because I'd be interested to see what everybody says, and then I'll pick a middle ground, but I'm pretty sure I'm just going to stick with my... I can't... My main thing is, even if we're cool, I can't really hang out with him that much anymore, because I feel like I'm like... I feel like I don't know you anymore. Because I don't get why you would do that.
Right.
Unless he's like, dude, I'm going to, you know what, to be honest, I fucking left with I left two chicks there, or I left my fucking boy there, and they trashed the house. And I'd be like, well, that's fucking stupid, dude. But I could see him being dumb enough to do that.
I could see that, too.
But if he just walked out of the house, out of the front door, and left that there, fuck off.
Not only that, but texting you saying, hey, should I get a maid, knowing that the house was messy and then just...
Oh,
he'd
send me an email. Send me an email of his dog. He dyed his dog green and shaved gator patches into its back. And it was on the couch, and I saw a photo of him on the couch with another Asian girl's dog in the background. I was like, wow, two dogs in my living room. That's kind of weird.
Right.
But then I get home, and there's this piss everywhere. I'm like, fuck, dude. John, what's up?
Get the Diaz brothers to beat his ass again.
I don't think they could do it. Thanks, dude. Yeah, the dude was on hold for like half an hour to do that. Tony.
Hey, what up?
What up?
I feel like you have the ability to save it. You do, but it's up to him to be a man enough to apologize to you, apologize to your wife, and for you some dollars in this weird world where he doesn't like pay any repercussions for anything.
Yeah, my wife she sent him a text saying that, because I guess the pillows were like dry clean only pillowcases and shit. They're the ones that you put on the bed, you don't sleep on them.
Mm-hmm.
And all those have blood and lube on them and lipstick on them. Like, he didn't even move those pillows off the bed. He fucked them with that and the boombox. I'm like, it's...
Well, he just clearly like didn't care.
And then the rugs, because the pee's in there, we have to get all these things dry cleaned. She said he was sending him the bill. And he didn't. And I forgot. He turned the pool heater on and left it on for 3 days. I've never had the pool heater on one time. I don't even know how much that bill's going to be.
Right.
Thanks, dude. David.
Yeah, why don't you put Mayhem on his own show? Give him his own bully beat down.
Oh, you're saying that I'm on bully beat down saying Mayhem's been picking on me and I have Anderson Silva beat up Mayhem.
Yes.
Right, you're a moron. Thanks for the call. Hello, Keith.
Yo.
Yeah, Keith.
You should shoot Mayhem.
Thought about it.
No, I'm just kidding. what I was going to say is you guys have been friends for hella long. I was just thinking it's worth a try, you know, to, like, try and save your bromance here.
Yeah. I know.
You know what I mean?
I know, but I don't... How do you do that?
Get him on the air.
I don't want to fucking talk to him. He texts me, like, the second day. He's like, are you still up? And I was like, dude, I can't talk to you.
Seriously, get him on the air is a bad idea. My honest advice would be wait at least a week before you talk to him again. And see how you feel then.
Why is that?
I mean, you may have cooled down a little bit. You'll see the whole thing.
I'm not even angry.
Right,
I'm not angry.
No, you don't seem particularly, like, emotional or angry.
I was in an island. I don't really care. I'm a surfer.
Him time to think about it. You give you time to think about it. You see how you feel about the friendship at that point.
Sounds smart, Raw Dog. Thanks, Doc Banger. Lucky Tony.
Yeah, didn't you ever think it was maybe a bad idea having, you know, a guy named Mayhem watch your house in the first place?
Well, I didn't.
I remember choking about that when Mayhem was on the show before, and you were...
Mayhem's a pretty...
Everybody's so surprised when he creates it, but his fucking name is Mayhem.
But he's not always like that. You don't know him when he's not on the radio and stuff.
I completely understand, because I've got guys, man, crazy fucking friends from way back when I was in Marine Corps who come out and fucking embarrass me every time. But
I don't think he's one of those guys.
I know what's going to happen before it happens. It's like, fuck, you still go through it, and you're like, maybe this time he'll be different, or he'll grow up, or, you know, he pisses my ex-girlfriend off or whatever when we were together, and, you know, friends make a big ass. But I know it's like, be prepared for this guy, or we
he
don't
stayed
have
in my time. He stayed in my house before. Like, stayed in a spare room with Chonan. He woke up, gave him some breakfast, he left, no big deal.
I remember before you...
But we were there, though.
Before you went to Tabarua, you were like, don't have a threesome in my bedroom or anything. And he was like, okay.
Yeah, that's all I said.
Yeah.
I said you could fuck... If he fucked everybody in the jacuzzi, I would have been cool with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, in his mind, he's like, he doesn't understand why you're mad. You got to understand his point of view. He's a crazy fucker.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't understand. It's like, dude, this is me. Like, I didn't mean to do it. I love you. I won't... You know you can't ever have him watch your fucking house again.
Yeah, well, that one's for sure, but, yeah, I don't know.
But, I mean, but that's the thing about...
I think you're right, Raw Dog. Maybe just let it go for a while.
The thing is...
Thanks, dude.
What boggles me is, I mean, people are... Hey, Mayhem's crazy, you know, you should expect this. I don't think so.
Yeah, no, that's the thing that people don't get.
He's pretty sane,
actually. He is. It's all bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he's kind of crazy, but so is everybody. It blows my mind. It just blows my mind. Or, like, maybe one thing. Like, he forgot one thing. But,
right.
Like, just this humongous... Like, the dining room... the living room table is moved off the rug so that he could fuck these chicks. And then the lube is all over the floor. Like, you can see... Because lube doesn't go away. You know what I mean? Like, there's big patches of lube on the floor. And then the lube bottle. Like, what? When you got up in the morning, you walked past the lube patch, you didn't think, fuck. They'll see that when they come home. Or maybe I'd forget. Or I wouldn't see it. Maybe some people live dirtier than I do.
Maybe.
But if there's a huge lube patch somewhere, I'd catch that. Leaf.
Jason.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of shitty you're calling out your boy on the radio like this.
What do you think I should do?
Here's the thing. You know, he's your boy. You get to talk to him.
He's not my boy.
Don't call him out on the radio.
I'll do whatever the fuck I want. I'll do it on the radio because that's the only place I feel comfortable doing it.
Yeah,
it's the only thing that I can get out of it.
Yeah, but what are you going to get out of it? You're gonna lose a friend. I mean,
I already lost a friend when he fucked two chicks on my fucking living room and smeared fucking lube and blood on my pillows.
Yeah, that was bad on his behalf. I agree. But the problem was you gave him permission. And like Velasco has said, you had a guy named Mayhem, who is one of your boys, looking after your house, and you gave him permission to have a fuck fest in your house.
No, I didn't. I said he could do it in a jacuzzi, but not in my house, not in my bed. Don't go in my bedroom, I said. On the radio.
Yeah.
Don't go in my bedroom. Anything you want to do, just don't go in my bedroom. And I'm pretty sure I didn't say trash the fucking house. His name's Mayhem. That is bullshit. His name's Miller.
Yeah. His name's Jason.
Yeah. Paul.
Hey, what's up, Ellis?
What up?
Hey, I say you give your two kids some fucking permanent markers, take them to ass over to Mayhem's house and just fuck shit up, and when he comes to you and asks what happened, you just fucking blow him off.
He doesn't even live anywhere. That's why I let him stay at my house.
He doesn't have a fucking apartment or nothing?
No, he just bought it. He just said he just bought a house. We should go there and
there
piss
him. Before he even moves in, just fuck that shit up.
Yeah, well done, dude. Thanks. Last call. Swamp Scotty. Swamp Scotty.
Hello.
Homeboy.
What up?
Welcome back.
Thank you.
I miss y'all guys.
Aw.
This is what you do. Get Slash, Benji, Joel, and a whole bunch of their groupies. Get the Deucin Brothers and go on over to his new place. 151 vagina shots all around.
Who am I doing 151 out of? I can't drink.
you just organize the whole thing.
I drink some good for you out of my wife's vagina. Fuck, we're so boring in life. Thanks, dude. That's the end of that.
The Jason Ellis Show, June 2nd, 2010.
You know who I was going to talk to today? Because I knew that he would give me sound advice.
Who?
Mayhem.
Oh.
But I can't. Because he's not my friend anymore. Fucking idiot. Why'd you have to fuck all those Asians in the living room with all that lube and blood? Oh, my wife told me that when she dropped off the blankets and the sheets yesterday, she opened the duvet thing to look to see how much she was going to charge me or whatever, and there was a humongous piss stain in there as well. So that means that there was blood, lipstick, lube, cum, and piss.
It's pretty much
the only two things left is vomit and poop. That's the only two things he didn't put on my bed.
You'll find this.
Shout out to Mayhem.
Love that guy. What makes you think that he would have given you good advice?
Because this is that's why I'm playing this music, because he's the only person that who's my friend who's as crazy as I am. That's why me and him are friends. Me and him have walked similar paths, and we both deal with demons.
Right.
And the only thing, and he knows things about me, and I know things about him that I don't think anybody else knows. Because I trust him, because he's just as fucked as I am. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Word. All right.
That's too bad.
It is. We should just keep playing this thing.
You know,
it's very sad.
The Jason Ellis Show, June 7th, 2010. Mayhem returns.
Oh, man. The carpet carpeted blood on the pillows made of fuses have begun to mold. Hey, bro, I hung out at a gay bar the other night.
Mayhem Monday. The man who's big in Japan.
Jason Ellis Show.
With Jason Mayhem.
Really?
Wipe out.
Yo, so I had to go. That's what I had to do to get some Jingle Bell, Jingle, what are they called again?
Oh, are you going to go ahead and disrespect them like that?
Nah, I know those guys are super talented, but I had to, like, fuck up my entire life in order to get them to make me an intro. What the fuck?
That's usually how it works.
The Focus on the Family group is one of them, which is funny because my friends are part of that. The group to get Harry Potter taken off the shelves because...
What do you mean you have friends?
Yeah, my friend... All right, my buddy, his mom and dad are members of this thing. They're
members,
super...
Members of an organization that are trying to get rid of Harry Potter?
Yeah, because
what
Harry
Potter... What did Harry Potter do?
No,
oh, because there's warlocks in there.
Yeah.
They're members of that?
Yes.
Can you get them on the show?
I could, probably. I mean,
see,
I guess they'd come
amazing.
On.
I want to hear why warlocks are bad.
And no, they're just so... indoctrinated.
I want to meet one of those actual people.
No, I meet them and I argue with them all the time. I go to Thanksgiving dinner with these people.
Oh, you
I
talk
love
to them?
Yeah, I love them. They're like my family, but we're so opposite in the way we view the world.
If they let you stay at their house,
I did
would
before,
you,
and I did
fuck,
wreck it. Yeah.
And you fucked Asians and poured lube and blood on them?
Undoubtedly.
What
I did
they
that
say
already.
When they had
no, the cleaners came before that they saw
they
that.
Never knew that you...
So, yeah,
they
it was
don't
the same
you
as your house was supposed to be, but the cleaners didn't come to your house.
You had sex in the mom's bed?
No. I didn't have
Why
sex.
Why are you saying no?
I didn't have sex in your bed, dude.
Yes, she did.
No, I didn't.
Why was there lube and lipstick and piss in the bed?
Because I slept in that bed.
And you were covered in lube
basically,
and lipstick.
Yeah, bro. It was a rough night. I don't want to go into it too far.
What do you mean you don't want to go into it too far?
I don't want to delve into this too far. It's no.
What else did you do in my bed?
Nothing. I slept in the dog.
No, why did you have the boombox on my fucking bedside stand there?
It was planned on. I had the boombox out towards the... Damn, I can't believe you're getting me to talk about it. I had the boombox out towards the... what do you call that? Towards the
back
pool
couch,
and
the pool,
everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had it open and had the pool, had it out there bumping it, right? I was like, maybe, you know, let's see what happens, but, you know.
You were going to fuck him in my bed, though.
Yeah.
And
that
you're
was
saying,
my intention.
And you're saying you didn't fuck him in the bed, but there was lipstick on my pillows.
Yeah.
How does lipstick get on my pillows?
Well, because they slept in the bed with me. I mean.
I thought you said they weren't in the bed.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, so they all slept in your bed.
In your bed?
In my bed.
Yeah, sorry.
How many of them? I don't really see how that's
none,
that funny.
Dude, what are you talking about?
How many girls were in my
shut
bed?
Shut up, dude.
How many girls were in my bed?
What are you talking about?
How many girls were in my bed?
Just two, bro. Calm down.
It would have been cool if it was three.
It was three.
Was it really?
Yeah.
You had a foursome in my bed.
Just stop talking about it.
You had a foursome in my bed.
Do you think that the Sandra Bullock kiss?
You had a foursome in my bed?
Just stop, dude.
Why? Why can't we talk about it? We're already cool.
It's over with it.
Yeah,
it's
but why, if we're over with it, why can't we talk about
no,
it?
No, I didn't have it in your bed. It's just like all over your house. I'm sorry.
But you fucked four people in my house.
I'm sorry, dude.
And then they all went to bed in my bed.
Yeah, sort of. I'm sorry.
I'm just glad you didn't put any in my daughter's bed.
No. I shut all the doors to the kids' place and whatever.
So they didn't go in
so
there.
So nobody would get in anywhere. And I made sure. No, they wouldn't.
They
have.
Went into Devin's bathroom.
You know, because I didn't want anybody in your bathroom.
But you went in my bathroom.
I went in your bathroom, for sure.
Why?
Well, because I was like, you know, didn't want to shower with them. Come on, that's like, come on.
Wait a minute. All three of them showered in Devin's bathroom and
yeah.
You showered in mine?
Yeah. Manly shit.
You're the lamest dude.
Why?
Because you have a guest house. It has
right.
A shower.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't ever even been in it. It has a shower in there?
Yeah.
Oh, son of a bitch. That's the whole reason I took a shower in there. I took a shower in your house before.
Guest house means it's a guest house. It has a fridge, a shower,
what?
And a toilet.
There's a fridge in there?
Yeah.
I just saw the toilet. I didn't see there was a shower in there.
There's a little fridge in one of those.
Son of a bitch.
Up near the guitar.
I didn't even need to go in your house.
Nah.
I thought there was.
Nah,
a,
you didn't. You could just use
know.
The kitchen. That's
I thought
it.
There, no, because the only time I ever used a shower
yeah.
was in your house.
Mm.
I thought there because Andrea gave me the towels and said, yeah, the shower's right there. And she's like, will you please use the squeegee? I'm like, yeah, no problem. Because I didn't know there was even a shower in the house.
Yeah.
And the guest house, that was the only thing bumming me out about that place.
Hey, there is.
Fuck!
Yeah.
Well, fuck. Listen, bro, like I said, my fuck-ups are just getting spectacular. I'm sorry.
Oh, they're amazing. You had a foursome on my living room floor, and you poured lube all over all three of them and yourself.
I was looking for that lube bottle, dude. I couldn't find the thing. I was like, where the hell did it go?
So everybody knows, Mayhem is no longer looking at me anymore. He's talking to the wall because he can't get eye contact. There are fucking
listen,
four
bro,
people
I'm
in my fucking house.
Sorry.
Like, hey, man, take care of my house. Okay, fucking. Do, 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 do,
hey, you
fucking.
Know what? I'm buying a nice place in Orange County.
Yeah.
Please come to my house and fuck it off.
I don't want to fucking fuck people's houses up.
I know, just fuck it off anyway for ellismania.com.
What about if I set up a mini ramp in your house and skate in there for Ellis
Are
Mania?
Are you kidding me?
I'll do that.
Let's fucking do it. Are you fucking kidding me? Where do we get a mini ramp at?
We'll
I want to
build it in there.
In the house. Yeah. And I want to put the TV on one side so I can watch TV and pretend you're not even there and do a photo shoot as you're skateboarding through my fucking house.
So, because I know, the only reason I'm asking about it, because a lot of people were like, what's going on? Because I noticed you tweeted about us being at the MTV Movie Awards
yeah.
yesterday, and people were like, what's going on? Why would Ellis not be cool with Mayhem? So,
I know, people don't even know.
They don't know.
Yeah, some people don't. The people
you had a
who did
in
know,
my house. When
you
I went
were
to
pissed
Fiji,
on the day you came back from Fiji, like, man, you went on the radio, oh my God. Whoever is tweeting me that they want me to die of AIDS.
Yeah, but they're angry. Everybody wants you to die of AIDS. People want me to die of AIDS and, from listening to my show because they like me. So that doesn't make any sense. But you did. There was blood in the bed as well.
Oh, yeah. See this giant gash on my knee? Yeah, sorry about that.
So there was blood and there was a huge pee stain on the comforter.
Oh, yeah. Gator hot dog dog piss. No, it wasn't a pee stain.
What was it?
I painted my dog, who you'll meet, who you'll see later. He's yeah. completely green.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, you saw that?
And he slept in my bed?
No, he jumped on the bed. During the action.
Right. I thought you said you didn't have sex with any of them in my bed.
No.
You fucking lie!
No,
you just got caught
listen,
so hard
no,
right there.
No, listen. During the action.
Yeah. He went to my room.
No, during the action, he jumped into the jacuzzi to get closer to the action. Therefore, he was wet. Then he ran up to your bed and jumped in your bed. And I was like, fuck! And he left a giant green stain on your bed. I was like, fuck! That's why I dragged all the comforters and put them down to get them washed. But then the fucking lady didn't come help me. The cleaning lady didn't come. So then I was stuck with a green-ass comforter. I'm like, what am I going to do? It's covered in blood and who knows what else. And lube. And lube. And,
Asian,
you know,
lube. That's are they all Asian? They were, huh? It's so weird.
No, not at all.
One was white.
Halfy.
There was a half calf in there?
Yeah, yeah.
Good for you.
I know. Red dragons. Yo, I did scream red dragons in your backyard like 20 times. Hey, Raw Dog!
Hey, man. Good to see you back.
Hey, man. How are you doing, pal?
I'm doing good, dude. Welcome back. Has you guys been healing the rift?
Well, look how fucking happy you are about that.
Tell the truth. You felt like what? Because I felt like when he was so mad at me, I was like, fuck, I lost my big brother.
Was I that mad at him?
You seemed mad. You were mad.
Bro, I felt like I lost my whole family, bro, because I have Tiggy, and I have Debbie, and I have Andrea, and I was like, oh, I lost my big brother and his whole family. I lost Raw Dog. I'm like, what am I going to do? But now just seeing your beady little eyes, man, I'm just...
They are beady.
God, Bush Beatty,
you know,
I miss
really
you.
Beady, they're not really beady.
No, they're not. They're buggy.
No, you're not getting out that easy, champ. Especially now that I know you had a fucking foursome in my ass. You know that, Raw Dog? It was four of them.
I never got the explanation for what. Why?
Just stop.
We won't stop.
You want a leg kick?
I missed the big mystery of what happened last week, which my mystery...
Oh,
why did you leave the house like that?
Dude, really, basically, I'm just an idiot who didn't have the cleaning people come quick enough, and they pushed it back. They said, oh, we're coming at 3 o'clock. I'm like, what? I gotta leave. Like, I gotta go. So the cleaning people didn't come, and then I'm, like, in a stupor trying to, like... clean the tables real quick and throw everything, and I gotta go to the airport right now. And, you know, dude, I'm an idiot. So basically, the long short of it was I'm an idiot and caused a big drama with the people I love, and now they love me again. So sorry.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so basically, if I just would have had the cleaning people come, maybe I could sue them.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, I could for damages.
Yeah.
Ray Ray, you wanna talk to Mayhem?
Yeah, I do, for sure. Ellis, Nate, first of all, you got to understand, like, everybody knows the kind of guy that Mayhem is. And if I gave Mayhem my house, I would expect to come home to the place fucking trashed. And I wouldn't give a shit.
I wouldn't.
Mayhem is not... No. First of all, Ray, you don't know Mayhem. I do. And Mayhem is not that person. You just think he is.
No, I understand that. But he's like a wild guy. And, you know, when
he's
you
He's not even
to,
a wild guy.
I know.
Fucking, he's like... He's got a lot of energy at times, but he's not even that wild. Like, he's an entertainer. Like, it's like saying that, you know, man, if you get into an argument with me, you think that I'd punch you in the face. I don't
know. No, I'm not saying that at all.
You don't know Mayhem. It's like, what's 2 hours every Monday? Well, it's not even every Monday. It's like once
a
month.
But, I mean, the thing about it is I think the more you guys question him about what he did, the more docile he gets, and I don't know, maybe he's getting a bit of a complex, like... I think
so you're saying that I should go easy on him because I don't want to hurt his feelings or anything.
No, that's not what I'm saying either. I just noticed that Mayhem's a little more docile today than normal.
No, what do you mean? I'm fucking crawling in here with my tail between my legs because I fucked up the only people I give a fuck about. There's a very few people I even care about in the entire world, and Jason Ellis and his family are a big part of my life.
That's
so of course I'm coming in here with my tail between my legs, dude.
No, that's why I'm calling Mayhem.
Don't worry, I'll be back to
even,
crazy Mayhem.
I don't even think he sounds docile.
Yeah. You know what? Compared to normal where I'm screaming and giving the microphone a blowjob or something. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Oh, I'm really glad that you're not giving the microphone a blowjob.
You are still, like, taking over the show with your 5-minute bits of, like, prank calling people.
No, what do you mean? How do we pass that up? They called us up.
It was funny.
Anything else, Ray Ray?
I am Ellis. Yeah, I just want to call to make sure, you know, I'm kind of happy that you guys worked it out. And, you know, there was a lot of people on Twitter saying, you know, fuck Mayhem, I don't want him on the show. Mayhem Mondays is like one of my favorite episodes of the show. I absolutely love it.
I agree just because, well, I listen to the show the whole week.
Of course you agree, it's you.
Well, it's me. No, but I agree. I listen to the show all week. I listen to you almost every day. Like, if I'm in the car, I'm listening to you.
You didn't hear Friday's show, did you?
Yeah, I think so, where you were, you know, I listen to it. I just think that Mayhem Monday, our personalities give a good vary, because I listen to the best of, and sometimes it'd be Mayhem Monday and me and you ripping back and forth, and I think that it just gives a different perspective. It gives you play off of me and I play off you, where you have a whole different side of the show on Monday, which is cool. I think that it varies it up for everybody.
It's not going to be good as Finger Blast Friday.
Finger Blast Friday!
Trevor. Ooh,
Lord have mercy.
Hey, I just wanted to remind you, you better make that fucker have phone sex with Gay Ryan for it.
Man, oh, don't worry. I've been trying to get out of it all weekend.
Yeah, you're not getting out of it.
Oh, fine.
It's today. Today you're having phone sex with Gay Ryan.
All right, well, bring him on.
Gay Ryan, if you're listening, whenever you feel like calling, we'll be ready. You have the next hour and a half or 2 hours to call in, and then me and Raw Dog are just going to sit back and relax.
Yeah. And I'm just going to go out in the green room and listen.
Why, you're not going to stay in the room?
Why wouldn't you, dude? What's wrong with you? Look into my eyes so you can pretend you're Gay Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to look you right in the face.
Okay, no, we'll have let's have a contest. Everybody, every bitches who suck cock, the loser has to have eye-to-eye contact with Mayhem while he has gay phone sex with Gay Ryan.
Oh, man.
That's the losing deal. And it's got to be close. You've got to be close.
We got to stay like this, inches from each other. Like
a face-off.
Hey, so, Raw Dog, I just really wish I could peel your pants off and just...
I really want to back up right now.
See how uncomfortable it is?
Yeah, and the contest is who can do the most push-ups.
Come on.
Drew's been on hold for some time. Drew?
Hey, I just wanted to ask Mayhem what it was that he did at your house to cause all that fucking crazy shit.
Let me recap real fast. Shut up, Drew. Listen, okay? He had the house, and when we came back from our vacation, there was a 20-foot radius of lube in the living room and a lube bottle under the TV, and there was weed residue on numerous tables and kitchen tables and fireplace tables, and a bunch of empty drink glasses, a half bottle of vodka, poolside, pool cards everywhere. The concrete lion was coming off the side of the jacuzzi, a boombox in front of my dead father's pictures on my bedside table.
Oh, God.
And green dog dye and lipstick and blood and Asian footprints up to my bed and lube in my bed. And a towel behind the toilet in my daughter's room, and Mayhem socks in my room, in my bathroom, and I can't remember that. Just a little bit like that. That's what he did.
One hell of a fucking party.
Yeah, he fucked three Asians all for 3 days. Oh, and he left the. I've never had the pool heater on ever, and he had it on for 5 days.
Well, even I know you can't do that shit, but I'd be more worried about the loads that are swimming around in your pool right now.
Dude, really?
Chlorine kills it. I already thought about that.
How did I even turn the heater on?
Because if you flick it up to the jacuzzi, if you flick it all the way down, it's to pool.
Oh,
the switch is supposed to be in the middle.
Whoops.
Yeah. No big deal. You're paying for it.
Yeah.
Line two, who is this?
What's up?
Oh, he's got to call another phone line.
Why?
Call back. Call back, Ryan.
Do you have a hard line?
You know what? Hang on a minute. I'm going to put you on hold. Give Gay Ryan the VIP line.
Oh, God. Really? We're upgrading Gay Ryan from the VIP status?
For what he's about to do, yes.
Damn it. Why?
Because you fucking fucked three Asians in my bed.
How long do I have to do this?
Until he comes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No way, bro.
What do you mean, no way? What is phone sex without coming?
Don't tell him not to stretch it out already, I think.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? He's going to just stroke it.
Well, you could be.
You know what? I'm very proud, you know, to make a movement in gay rights where we're finally having gay phone sex. with a straight dude.
Vote no on Proposition 8.
Right? Yeah. I hate this show, man.
So, while we're waiting for Gay Ryan to call us back,
No need to. Hello, Gay Ryan?
Yeah, I'm so scared.
We're clear.
I am so nervous.
You're nervous?
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to shit myself really bad.
Well, maybe you can shit yourself as you're coming and we get a two for one.
Oh, yeah, that'll keep me warm.
Oh, don't worry, you're
going to
shit yourself after I'm done with you.
You guys going to go straight into it?
Let's go straight into it.
Okay, give me the video, because you have to be right up close to me.
Wait, when are we going to do a contest?
Oh, no. Okay, let's see who can do the most push-ups. Ready?
No, come on.
That's the fucking contest.
Okay, then fuck it, I lose.
You know
what? I know.
I think that... It is the Jason Ellis show, I guess. Yeah. So you have to look into my eyes.
Let me just clarify what's going on here. Ladies and gentlemen, Mayhem has had sex with three Asians in my house.
What?
Smeared lube around the house, blood and pee and whatever, dog die.
Oh, Jason, Mayhem didn't tell you about me in that house?
Sorry, dude.
And he fucked Gay Ryan in my
house. he was the third Asian.
To duplicate the scenario, they're going to recreate it right now here on the Jason Ellis show on the phones where... Mayhem is going to have gay sex, phone sex, with Gay Ryan, while Raw Dog, can you move a little closer so that you can be in the frame of...
I'm going to
look deep into Raw Dog's eyes while I have gay phone sex with Gay Ryan.
And I'm going to keep as straight a face as I possibly can.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll get into it.
You can't hear what Gay Ryan's saying on ellismania.com,
which makes it even better. It's just you having gay sex with
one-way gay sex with Raw Dog. Yeah. All right.
Take it away.
Let's just get right into it.
You better come, Ryan.
Huh?
I'm not going to say it again, dude.
God.
Okay.
You know what?
Ask him if he's pants are down.
Really felt like...
Stop
yesterday.
Wasting time. Go.
We have plenty of time.
No, we don't. 7 minutes.
No time for seven.
No time that's for all I've got on this camera.
All right. Do you want to role
Moving
play?
Moving closer. You're not in the fucking shot.
Do you want to role play, Gay Ryan, or do you just want to go straight in?
No role play. Gay
what
set.
Fuck, what the fuck is that? Is that like acting?
Yeah. We wear no Superman suit here. Jack off.
All right. Start me off.
All right. So, Ryan.
Yeah.
Let me get in character.
Okay.
So, Ryan, are you ready to take your pants off for me?
Yeah, Poppy.
Stop laughing! Sorry. And Raw Dog, stop laughing and look at Mayhem! Stop.
Look at me, dude. Okay. Yeah, look me right, look me right in my eyes.
Be fucking serious.
All right.
You see, I just got back from the gym. My abs are glistening with sweat. I feel... Yeah. Completely and utterly.
You suck,
in
Mayhem.
Need of you. What do you mean?
You've got to have gay phone sex. Stop fucking joking around.
I'm not joking around.
You are. Who cares about your fucking sweaty butt cheeks? Fucking talk to this guy about jacking off.
Bro, I'm setting the scene.
Ryan, you fucking help. Ryan, help him. He's not. Mayhem's not gay.
I figure
gay dudes are like, they want to get into it. Like, look at my abs.
No, girls want that.
Oh.
Mayhem was.
You know what? Mayhem, just fuck me in the ass and call me a bitch.
Yeah. Go.
Oh, man.
Talk about fucking him in the ass.
You
and
want
call
me to talk about.
Tell him what
Do
he
it.
Wants to hear.
Do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, give me your. What is it, 9?
Yeah.
Is it 9?
Man.
Now go. Here we go.
All right.
My wigger, if it's 9.
Wow.
Yes, it is 9. Say it. And I'm going to fuck you in the ass with it. Do it.
Yeah. Yeah, Gay Ryan. I'm going to stick my 9 right in your ass. And I'm just going to pump it so hard that I'm going to knock your prostate out of line.
Oh, you're going to put me in a wheelchair with
I'm
that.
I'm going to put you in a... You're not going to shit right for a month. You're going to need reconstructive surgery on that ass.
Oh, I love that talk.
Call him a bitch.
You're my bitch. You're my little bitch. I can't wait to shove your face in the pillow at Ellis's house and just stick it in so hard.
Mm-hmm. And, baby, go Raw Dog.
Do I have to go Raw Dog?
Come on.
Start. Yeah, I want you to make me bleed. Even though my cherry's already been popped, I want you to juice that shit out.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
Keep going. You fucking a deal's a deal. Get over there.
All right. Where do you even go?
Are you jacking off, Ryan?
I'm just
laying in my bed.
Are you stroking your cock right now?
I'll stroke my finger.
could stroke your finger.
Stop laughing and finish this up, Ryan. Come on.
Come on. Right. You gotta
You guys
come.
Need to be serious right now. I'm sick of this shit. Be serious.
Right. Well, there's a school bus.
There's a school bus.
I thought school was out.
Oh, my God.
No, no, no. I'm cool.
This is the worst radio program.
Fucking go,
ever.
Dude. I'm serious.
You
go.
Hey,
I don't even know the
job.
First thing to say.
Jack Where? Your cock off. I want to fuck you in the ass.
Oh, my God. Wait, what do I
bitch,
say?
Bitch, I'm gonna fuck your ass,
with
bitch.
Total sincerity.
Yeah, fucking stop it.
I'm a good actor.
And look at Raw Dog.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I just can't. You know what? Before I stick it in your ass, I want you to... I want you to suck my dick so hard.
Shit. Fucking Where's, do it. Hey, hold it.
Calm down. Stop close? Laughing. Okay. Stop laughing.
Hey, get closer. You're not in the show.
Yeah. I want you to lube up my shaft and stroke it up and down. And I want you to lick my balls as you look deep into my eyes. Then I'm going to pick you up and turn you around.
I'm ready for my bully beatdown session.
Don't.
And then...
I'll bite my finger, try not to laugh.
Fucking jack off, you pussy.
I'm gonna make all your dreams come true.
They better be wet.
The host of an MTV show called Bully Beatdown will be sticking it in and out of your butt. We're gonna be calling it Butthole Beatdown.
Oh, yeah, keep going.
Do it.
And what's the next step in gay sex?
Making him come, you asshole. Okay.
Then I'm going to jack your... give you a reach around.
Yeah, say weird gay shit to him.
Okay.
Yeah, treat me like a bitch. Just keep going. Keep going. I'm going to smell your breath.
Come on.
You're going to be my dirty little bitch. We're going to be listening to Elton John while I pump you.
Oh, fuck that. We ain't listening to Elton John.
We're going to listen
gay
to
Ryan,
techno.
Gay Ryan, you better fucking start doing something.
We're going to listen to techno. And all I'm going to pump you. And we're going to do methamphetamine off each other's butt crack. And
then I'm
just going to stick it in so hard.
Tell me.
That you're going to need 6 AIDS tests. Six.
What's your favorite position?
I want you on top of me. Reverse cowboy.
Oh, I'd love to ride you.
Be serious. Talk about your shaft and shit.
Are you stroking your shaft?
Oh, of course.
Are you stroking it? Are you stroking it for me?
Are you stroking your 9 centimeter?
Stop it. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I am.
You gonna shoot?
Yeah, I'm gonna. I can't wait to shoot. Oh, let me shoot on your face.
Oh, McFlurry me.
You said McFlurry? That's all. Come on, dude, go!
McFlurry my face, melt it, sunny today.
You've got to do it, dude.
I am!
You're not
gay
doing
Ryan,
it.
Gay Ryan, you got to help him out. Start like, getting towards
it. Sounds like you need CPR or something.
I need, yeah.
Come on.
Oh, this is dead air right here.
This is the worst radio program.
I love how Ryan knows
that
it's shit radio.
It's shit radio, dude.
Well, you got because you're not doing it. A deal's a deal.
What do you mean?
Talk about it. Right, being gay.
Me. You know what? You coach me on being gay.
I don't know how to be gay. It's like a girl. I'm gonna fuck you.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
but
fuck
a
you.
Girl has a
grab
vagina.
Grab your foot. Just say the fucking change the words. Just say titties.
Okay. I just want to grab your pectorals.
Yeah, and just, squeeze his ass.
And squeeze your...
Say you want to eat his ass. Do
yes,
it.
See? Inside.
Oh, my God. Do it. And Gay Ryan, just hurry up and come, dude. You're a dude. Hurry up. And be serious, Gay Ryan, because you're being funny, too. Stop it. Both of you, sincerely.
He knows I'm not
Now
gay.
We're doing it right now. Now we're doing it. Very serious. Gay Ryan, you fucking finish coming right now. And Jason, you do it really. Say
okay.
Cock and stuff and balls.
Cock and balls.
And suck right. him off. Say you want to suck him off and that shit. Fucking say it. Just say it.
All right.
And you want the load and all that stuff. When he's going to come, say you want the load on your stomach.
Wait, are you listening to yourself right now? You have thought about this.
Say it!
Again.
Say
just
it!
Just do it.
This is the first time he's whispering to me.
I feel as if...
Fucking say it. Stop it. God, wait. You're like a fucking little pussy Girl Scout. Fucking say it.
I'm sorry. I'm not as talented as you at the gay sex. Okay?
Ass play.
I'm
say
sorry.
It.
Ass play. Alright.
Stop jerking around, Ryan. Do it.
Alright.
Jack off. I'll take that VIP line off you right now. Do it now.
Alright.
Go.
Alright. Are you ready for my load? Are you ready for me to take it out of your ass and put my load right on your face?
Yes, sir. And then
let's
your reload.
69. Let's 69. Here, quick, quick. Get on top of me.
Okay.
I'm going to blow my load.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, you there? Yeah, you there? You see it?
Yes, sir, I am.
Put your balls on my face. Yeah, put it right on my face. I want to feel them on my face.
Oh, you want the goggles?
Yeah. Put the goggles. Put the snorkel. Put the snorkel in my mouth.
Okay.
Snorkel me. Snorkel me. I want you to snorkel me right now.
Oh,
I can't breathe. I want to breathe through your penis.
Oh, breathe.
Yeah, no, suck me. Suck me.
Oh, don't be serious, bro.
Oh, yeah, gay Ryan.
Push my head down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me get on top of you. Let me get on top of you now. Raw Dog, hold the camera. Raw Dog, hold the camera. Look at this. Get this. Get this. Come around to the side.
Ass is Matt. Do the sound.
Yeah. Watch him lick my balls. Yeah. Ass is Matt. Get in here and play with my dick.
Stop bringing other people into it.
Oh, shit.
It's you and Ryan.
All right. Just me and Ryan.
Hurry up, Ryan.
Okay.
Are you almost there, baby? Are you almost there?
There you go.
Yes, sir, I am.
Yeah? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready to blow your load? Let's blow each other. Let's blow each other right now. No, let's blow each other's loads on each other's face immediately.
Let's go, then.
Oh, come on. Come on. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's finish this thing.
Oh, let's go, then.
Yeah, and you taste your poo on my dick.
Yeah. Just keep going. Keep going.
Come on, I'm almost
dude.
There. I'm almost there. I'm almost there. Ryan.
Oh, scream it.
Ryan. Oh, you're the best.
Damn right I am.
Did you come?
Oh, it's all over me.
Man. The video of Raw Dog's face, I didn't want to say anything, is way better than all you pussies. When you were saying you were going to come, Raw Dog was leaning in saying, yeah, yeah, with his eyes, like, yes, you are going to come. Raw Dog, you're way better at phone sex than all these pussies.
I was trying so hard, just not, I was basically just playing the safety dance in my loop in a head over
safety
my head.
Safety dance?
Over
what is that?
Oh, is that why your head was nodding?
Yeah.
Well, you go,
I was just not listening to a word you were saying.
You weren't?
Yeah, at that point.
Oh,
yeah.
Good job, bro. Way to block it up.
Mayhem, is that how you sound?
When I have gay sex, I don't know, because I never have gay sex.
Nobody's calling the show right now. I'm pretty sure no one's listening.
No, I know, dude.
I think it was funny. I thought it was funny. All right, gay Ryan, don't abuse the VIP line, all right?
Oh, no, I won't. I won't do that.
There you go. Gay Ryan is called in. What?
A lot of calls, but remember the phones just got fucked up, so I wasn't putting them through.
Yeah, why don't we give everybody the VIP line?
Exactly.
Just one line. We're already there anyway.
They were all creeped out and uncomfortable, but they liked it.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
Damn it. Oh, man.
No,
what we do. We pushed the envelope.
It was lame. It was lame, but every time you guys got serious about being gay...
You can cut. Don't worry.
It became,
the Jingleberries
will be really
cutting
fucking
that
funny.
Up. I did, yeah.
Is
this very
gay
difficult
Ryan
to
is
do?
Lame as well.
He was.
Yeah, he's
what I'm
a lame. I would not fuck
no, you
that
know
dude.
What it was?
If I was gay, I'm not fucking that
no,
dude.
You know what it was? Is that he's built it up so much in his head that, like, finally, when it was there and it's happening, he didn't know what to do. I really think that he was waiting for phone sex, real phone sex with me forever, and now that it happened, he was like, whoa, I don't know how to do this, because usually I'm chasing mayhem, and now he's chasing me. Ah, well, red dragons.
I don't know who you are. Who's this? Hello?
Yo.
Yeah.
Hello, Terry.
Terry, what's up?
What's up, man? I just want to let Mayhem know, man. He is the worst faggot I've ever heard in my life.
I agree.
I agree.
Oh,
said.
My God.
I tried,
dude,
bro.
No,
I
you
really,
didn't try.
I
did.
You didn't try, man. How do you call that try?
I know. It was kind of bullshit.
You know what? Have Gabe. You know what?
Man.
Stop. You're a straight
bullshit.
Dude, right? You're a straight dude, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay? Have gay phone sex with me right now. What do you say? All right, so I'm Gay Ryan. Ready? Go. This will be even better.
All right, Gay Ryan. Let's see here, man.
First I want to start off taking off your belt, you big brute bastard. Want to pull out your balls, gently stroke your shaft as I fucking tickle your ass with my pinky.
He's way better than all you guys.
Yeah, I know, way
what
better.
What the fuck, man? Come on, man. What's up with the wackety-wack weather, man?
Holy shit.
Can we get the wackety-wack weather?
Were you practicing?
Man, that was fucking awesome, man.
Right?
I couldn't let it go any further because shit was getting uncomfortable because you are gay.
Can I get a red dragon?
Yeah. No, you can't get a red dragon for that, you asshole.
Bro, we can, man.
I think the New York accent really improves it.
Right? Yeah, I'm going to stroke your fucking cock, eh? Shoot a fucking load in my ass. Yeah.
Yo, then my boy Vinny's going to come in and he's going to fuck you
fucking
real
cock,
good.
I'm tickling your fucking balls, eh? I'm going to undo your belt and then grab your cock. Yeah, your cock.
Man,
yeah.
I feel like it's so dirty on this show right now that we probably should just clean it up a little bit.
It's so funny. Mayhem is like the producer of the Jason Ellis show. Anyway, that was just the lamest thing ever. But it did work out for Ellis Mania because Raw Dog, I zoomed in on Raw Dog's face. And he was going, yeah, I'm going to suck your cock. And then I just flicked to Raw Dog's face and zoomed in on it. And he was going...
Like he was like,
when a pigeon walks?
Yeah.
Hello, I don't know your name, because fucking bitches who suck cock hasn't put a name down for an hour. Hello.
Megan.
Hello, Megan.
Hey.
Hey.
So, I loved your phone sex. I personally am a huge fan of gay sex. So,
hang on a minute. You're a huge fan of what?
Gay sex.
Gay sex.
Oh, okay. You like the girl on girl or gay guy on guy?
Both. I really just don't like hetero porn.
Right, but you are a heterosexual.
Yeah.
That's cool. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So I rubbed one out on the way home, threw a foot up on the dash, had to stop because a trucker was right next to me, getting a good view.
But you were trying to masturbate to Gay Ryan and Mayhem.
Oh, yeah. I love gay sex.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, that would have... See, I think Mayhem could have done better if he had known that there was a girl masturbating.
Right? I think
I
would have been more
angry. Yeah, I was waiting for it to get better.
Yeah, we were all waiting for it to get better.
I was like, enough giggles. Let's get serious.
That's what I was trying to say.
I was crying, man. It's so awkward, though. Like...
Well, that was the whole...
I know.
Look, man, you shit a bunch of fucking lube loads all over my house, so now I'm going to let you have phone sex with a bunch of fucking chicks on my show. The whole idea is for it to suck.
It did suck.
Yeah, no, but it did suck, because you make jokes about it all the time.
No, I didn't. I was trying to be serious.
There was a couple of seconds there where you were like, you said shaft or your cock, and he said, oh, yeah, and then you both fucking started giggling.
We couldn't help it.
It was bullshit. You both had to come. I need men coming on my show. I'm trying to get ratings.
Oh, my God.
Well, you helped out the ladies, too.
Yeah, and now you know that the ladies were jacking off. I mean, finger blasting themselves. Sorry.
Yeah, DJing.
My bad. Thank you for the call.
Uh-huh.
There you go. Hello?
Ellis, mate.
There it is.
All right.
Oxycontin John, how are you?
That's right. I'm going to help that bitch out. Get Gay Ryan on the phone.
Wow.
I'll show how it's done right.
You'll have gay sex with Gay Ryan right now?
Fucking right.
All right. Gay
Ryan, call up, motherfucker. Come on. TikTok. TikTok.
You're ready. Right. This would be a one chat. What about, can you have gay sex with Mayhem?
Oh, yeah, I'll fuck Mayhem.
All right.
I know how he likes it. He likes it rough and hard.
Mayhem, take it away.
Yeah. Come on, Mayhem.
Come on, John. Are you ready for
Mayhem.
This?
Mayhem.
Are you ready for my 9-incher in your butthole?
No, I'm taking you, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, whore.
All right.
It's a three-way. Gay Ryan.
Yes, sir.
Get in there. You guys, stop fucking each other. Go.
Just smother me.
I'll smother you.
Be serious, Ron. Come on.
Yeah, I'll fucking stuck my whole cock and balls right in your mouth. You better lick my taint while it's in there.
Oh, fuck yeah. Bruise my chin.
Oh, you please.
Come on,
you
Ryan.
You can do more. Come on.
Oh,
come on, Ryan.
Him?
Go.
Come on, you gonna stick a finger up my ass or something, man? You just playing with me.
You want it?
Yeah, I want it. I want it all. All
right, bend over and put your legs in the air.
Okay.
Like you're breaching birth.
Oh, yeah, here. There I am.
I think I found
it. Ready. I'm ready, motherfucker.
I think I'm gonna pull it out.
No, don't pull it out! Finish, you motherfucker!
Ooh, it's all cold like spaghetti.
Oh, man.
Come on, you guys, go!
You fucking bitch!
Oh, you're on my hands right like now.
You're not really gay, are you? You're not even gay!
Oh, yes, I am. I'm more about walking than talking, because I'm not really good at the phone thing.
Ryan, fucking stop doing something!
Fucking Ryan! I'm fucking him! Phone sex with Mayhem, phone sex with me, he fucked it up!
I'm still going with him.
Hurry up!
Finish up, man! Come on!
What,
you got your knob in your hand? Or should it be in my mouth? Is that what I should say?
Yeah, it should be in my mouth. So you'll shush for a while.
Come on, Ryan, liven up. Yell at him. Let's get into it.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah, put it in there.
Oh, shit. I touched my kid.
He throwed it.
His kid is in the rope. you hear what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, there's my kid, and he hung up.
Dude.
Oh, he was just talking about things.
He was talking about taking loads.
Mouth.
Yeah.
Put your knob in my mouth.
Oh, shit, my kid.
If your kid is anywhere in your house.
I was, like, really going for it. I was about to, like, yell.
You were not really going for it. You're the least gay guy on this show.
No. I was just about to, like, once he was getting that, like, once that trucker voice, I was really about to go into it.
I don't believe you, man. I really think you're gay.
There, and then I don't know what happened. Then,
oh, he's gay.
He's gay?
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand how he gets so intimidated about being gay.
That's weird, dude.
No, I'm not. It's just that. It's just kind of funny over the phone. It's like, it's, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't mind me in person.
Oh, man. Yeah, you'd be too nervous, trust me.
Yeah, I think you'd be more scared in person.
Yeah, way more scared, dude.
Oh, would I?
Yeah, I'm kind of
a celebrity.
I know, I'm an ugly brute. That's why. I'm not like a cute gay guy.
I don't know. There's something about you ever since I first was introduced to you by Jason Ellis.
Well, I'm fairly magical.
All right, Gay Ryan, you suck. Thanks, dude.